it's still a lower percentage to shoot that corner three
right.
than in the paint, and you can get fouled and things like that. So it's a pick your poison, but yeah, a lot of time the Kings do get poisoned.
Well, and that's why the Kings need length. I mean, we talk about it a bit on this show, but that's what makes teams with length so hard to play against, is the fact that you can do both. And the Kings just don't have any freaks of nature on their team in terms of like crazy wingspan. So the advantage of having a crazy wingspan, just like Sam laid out there, is that you can help cheat off into the paint, but your wingspan is long enough that you still have time to go out and recover and contest that three-point shot. So, you know, we've been kind of wondering if that's the reason why the Kings' three-point numbers are so low, because they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, but they just don't really have the physical capabilities to do it at a high level, I guess. But in terms of the very specifics of what you're talking about, for the most part, that is just what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to kind of cheat off, try and cut off the driving lane a bit and force them to kick. You just got to make sure you get out there. I mean, if you hear Mike Brown talk about the Kings offense a lot, his favorite word is spray threes. And that's exactly what Sam just explained, is that's exactly what the Kings want to do. The Kings want to get De'Aaron Fox downhill, get a guy to cheat over, and then De'Aaron will kick it out for a spray three. And that's just kind of how offenses are ran, and defenses are also told to help and cheat over.
Yeah, because again, it's just a numbers game.
Yeah.
My question is, when you look at the elite teams, and we can look at the defensive efficiency, and we know where the Kings fall. And honestly, you know, you look at where the Kings were, what, they were 18th going into the All-Star break, or they finished at 18th. When you look at the teams at the top of this, my question is, their defensive rating, when you look at the teams at the top of the list, how good can you be without having what, 2-3 right. elite defensive players? Basically, what I'm saying
really.
Is,
yeah.
as crazy as it sounds, are the Kings pretty close to their ceiling
yes.
defensively? If you look at the top teams, you have the Timberwolves, who are long
freaks.
As heck.
Just freaks.
Right? So, they, you know, defensively, between Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns.
McDaniels.
And McDaniels, they have crazy length. The Celtics, we know, they are dogs defensively.
Yep. Tatum, Brown, Porzingis, Horford.
All around. Derek White. Yeah. Derek White
Drew
is another
Holiday,
guy.
Like,
Drew Holiday.
The best of them all.
Cleveland Cavaliers, right? You got the
Twin
two.
Twin Towers.
Yes, exactly. You got both of them, and really they're kind of the anchors, yep. and then you have everybody else just kind of helping out as well. Oklahoma City Thunder, another right. extremely yep. long team. Orlando Magic.
Definition
another
of length.
Extremely long team. Number six,
Pelicans.
New Orleans Pelicans.
Definition
extremely
of
long team. It takes until you get, so here's the question now, once you get to, I guess, the Knicks.
Who have Tom Thibodeau as their head coach,
right.
though.
That's a good point as well. So you can
he
go
only
down,
cares about defense.
So you can go down the list here, and to round out the top 10, you have the Rockets, which is really surprising,
yeah.
actually. You have the Rockets, the Miami Heat, and the Denver Nuggets, okay? After that, weirdly, the Grizzlies are in there, the 76ers, the Clippers, the Suns, the Lakers, the Bulls, the Bucks, and at 18, the Bucks being at 17 is pretty wild.
Crazy.
That's one player.
Yeah.
That's losing Drew Holiday and swapping him with Dame Lillard. And then if you look, you know, we'll look offensively.
Well, maybe
to see.
That's the answer, you know? I mean, that's kind of our question, right? Is how far can you get with mm-hmm. one good player? I mean, the Bucks were number one in defense last year. They lose Drew Holiday, and now they're 17th. I mean, they still have Giannis.
Better than the Kings.
They still have Giannis, but yeah, you lose someone as impactful as Drew Holiday, and it takes you right back to the middle of the pack. So
yeah,
I hear what you're saying, and I think it's true. I think the Kings are now. Are they at their absolute peak? Probably not, but they're scratching on the surface of that ceiling.
They're pretty
right?
close,
yeah.
right? I love doing the example of whatever you were born, whatever 40 time you were born to have.
Yes.
How much better could that be if
right.
you were born, if the first time you ran a 40, what, junior year of high school, sophomore year of high school, you run a 4.9.
Right.
What can you really?
You're not going to get down to a 4.3 at any point.
I don't think so. I think you get enough parachute runs
right.
and sled pulls, maybe you can mess with a 4.5.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm thinking
don't
more,
ask me. My 40 times are trash.
I'm thinking more. Realistically, I'm thinking 4.6 is probably
that's,
your cap
yeah, I was
here.
Thinking a high
and we're not
4.6.
Talking about any freakish growth spurts or anything like that. So if the Kings right now are at 18, the best version of the Kings, can with they get roster, to top 10? Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know with this roster.
I think you get within top 15 and you say, man, that's pretty good. And you pray that their offensive rating does not drop as well.
Exactly, because I think that's the thing is they're just never going to give up enough on the offensive or never going to want to give up enough on the offensive end to be that. Like, I'm sure if they sold out and just said, Tom Thibodeau, we're going to play defense, okay? I don't care if we make no shots. We're going to play defense. I just don't think they'll ever do that. And so, you know, I feel like, when you're going to play offense at the speed and pace and, you know, trying to take as many threes as the Kings do, I just don't think you can realistically, with this current crop of players, I don't think you're going to get higher than like 14 probably. I'd be surprised if the Kings get any higher than that.
Yeah, it's something that I think deep down Coach Mike Brown, he might not ever say it out loud because you don't want them to know that.
Right.
But I'm sure he knows. We're doing pretty good defensively, and you know, you cut down on some of those open threes and make sure you contest, and that's about as good as this is going to get.
Right.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you get to that, I think 15 should be their goal going into the playoffs. You can play a top 15 defensive efficiency rating. When last year, were they what, bottom five?
They were, I can't remember where they finished. I think it might have been 24. And yeah, I mean, the interesting thing too is going to be to kind of, what we're talking about here last year, the Kings were whatever they were, 24, 22, I can't remember. But the big thing was they took a leap in the postseason. I don't know numbers-wise how big of a leap it was, but eye test-wise, it was a massive leap in physicality and attention to detail. The question is this year, and what they were banking on a lot in this offseason, Mike Brown talked about it, if we can get our baseline to, like you said, 15 – and then we again take a leap, that's where you go from 15 to maybe talking about a top 10 or what would look like a regular season top 10 defense. The question is, did they just make that leap during the regulars? Is there still another leap to go, or are they scratching the surface on, or I guess it wouldn't be the surface, are they scratching the ceiling on what would be what this team is capable of defensively?
And I know it's so important to get after it defensively, but we also watched last season as they did take a step defensively. Yeah. What happened? The shot stopped falling.
Right.
And they ultimately completely lost the series. So as much as you want that defense, if you still got to make shots.
Yeah.
It's a make or miss lead.
Especially this team. Yeah, that's their identity.
You have to. So I don't know if you're telling me the offense is going to take another step back for the Kings to get to top 15, I'd say no. I just don't think they can afford to.
Yeah, no, I think it's kind of like what you just talk about in general with Kevin Huerter, where it's like it's great if Kevin Huerter is improving defensively. It's great if he's even good defensively. But at the end of the day, I want Kevin Huerter out there making a ton of shots. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how this Kings team is the same, where it's great if they're playing defense. I want them to play defense. It's part of them being good if they're playing defense, but at the end of the day, if their offense ain't hitting, then they're probably not going to win anyway. And so that's the balancing act, really. It's been with the individuals, but as the team in total, it's like, can you guys figure out how to, I don't know if it's stamina management, I don't know if it's just like a mentality thing of, you know, you're focusing so much on the defensive details that on offense you're kind of lost or what it is, but they have to figure out how to be able to defend and knock down shots. And, you know, I know Mike Brown's going to continue to harp on it, and he's not going to let them slip defensively, but, you know, you still see Kevin Huerter had a great night last night, but nobody else really helped from three. Like, Keegan hit two, only took four. I don't know what that's about. De'Aaron hit two of six. Malik was cold from three. Trey couldn't hit anything. Duarte was great, but I still think, and they ended up shooting 39% as a team, but again, 33 attempts from three, which is, again, a low number for this team. I just hope that the shots don't go cold again, because I really feel like, especially in the playoffs, I think that's the kind of thing that gets in this team's head, and they just – I haven't seen them be able to recover enough times.
Shout out Kevin Huerter. People have been getting at me a little bit on the socials about Kevin Huerter. And I like Kevin Huerter. Okay. I really do.
You like him too much might be the problem. We've tried to hold you back.
I like him too much. And Nate wasn't in last night. We will review dog segment. Nate's going to
Did you take him?
I should have.
He took rebounds.
And he did not hit. It was 4.5. But he had 21 points.
Taking him in the prop is being like, I don't want that Cinnabon, but let me just smell it. Let me just get a smell.
Yo.
I'm not going to take a bite, but let me just.
It's not wrong.
Kevin Herter, 21 points out of Kevin Herter, 5 for 8.
Fantastic.
If this is the Kevin Herter.
And some middies, too. Like, and we saw him middies. Take it into the paint and hit that little turnaround.
And he had 5 assists.
Yeah,
he had 5 assists, some cut. De'Aaron with that beautiful cut towards the end of the half, was that? That was outstanding. So, Kevin Herter, that's what we need.
Yeah.
I won't get at you. And not to say you're going to have 20 points every single night, but between 12 and 20.
Yeah.
12 and 20, this team. Yep.
That's why they brought him in, to be that 12 and, hit those four threes.
If he
gets hot leading into the playoffs, he could be dangerous because he was a no-show, essentially.
And we talked so much we talked so much about Domantas Sabonis and him having something to prove in the playoffs. I think that's a microcosm of this whole team. I think Kevin Herter has some things to prove. This is where you make your money. This is money. This is literally money time.
Yep.
Bruce Brown. Money time. He did his thing.
Oh, my gosh.
He went and got a bag.
Right.
You want a real bag?
Yep.
This is money time.
Montel Williams.
What?
You never watched Montel Williams had that money commercial? My bad. Sorry.
Montel Williams.
Yeah. J.G. Wentworth.
J.G. Wentworth. It's my money and I want it now.
There you go.
Do the Kings want their money? Because they all have something to prove. All of them, I would say. Going into the playoffs, but you got to get there first. Not going to put
I think
the...
I got my swagger back.
Yes, they're getting it.
They are getting it.
That's Kevin.
That's right. And we hope it continues in LA. We will predict the upcoming 4 games when we get back. Also going to discuss, somebody, we made it past half the show and we didn't bring him up. Harrison Barnes played 6 minutes in the first half. Mm. What's that about? Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
As I continue to rehab my Achilles, I'm on the lookout now for some hoop shoes. I told everybody, and I haven't had one person hop on the Sack Chat or the text line for a sneaker plug because the Kobe Girl Dads are coming out in May, and I need them. So somebody help me, but I'm on the shoe watch right now, so I'm getting those either way. But De'Aaron Fox with some crispy highlighters last night. They're too much for you?
I wouldn't wear them. I don't hate them because they were a bit like the reverse Grinches. And so,
which you don't like.
I'm not the big – again, I just – I don't think I would wear them.
Right.
I won't say I don't like them. I will say in general, I have heard to your question about shoes. I've heard the Curries have really good traction. Like I've heard it's got the best like slip resistance.
I thought you were gonna say ankle protection.
Oh. No. Those come sold separately.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should try the Pujetter 3s, man.
If I can get
those.
They're
right up your alley. There's just something about you guys. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
He is my type of guy. Yeah, but De'Aaron, those shoes were light bright. Those were highlighter.
Yeah, those
green.
Were beam bright.
The one thing, though, with shoes like that is I do typically like a break. I want to see them up close, and I don't know how I could do that, sure. But because I'm trying to compare.
He could ask him.
You know what's crazy too is they switch shoes from the time we see them warm up to game shoes.
Oh yeah.
The first time I saw that blew my mind.
Yeah, well, I didn't do it for game time, but I definitely had practice cleats and game.
Sure,
cleats.
Right, yeah. But I guess that's on game day, like 30 to 45 minutes before you play the game.
Right, but that's pretty swaggy. Shoes.
When you played baseball, did you have the metal cleats that are basically just knives on your feet?
Yeah, but I didn't sharpen them like Ty Cobb or somebody.
Yeah, dude, those are dangerous.
Yeah, and honestly, the more they implement turf in baseball, I think I talked about this. People are starting to just use turf shoes, which feels weird to me. Because there are some baseball fields with no dirt. So why? Not even in the batter's box. Right. So why would you need – you don't need metal cleats.
No.
It's still weird to me.
After the when I was covering the Niners, the playoff game this year, the Packers won, Trent Williams has two lockers. He's the only player in the locker room with two lockers. One of them is almost entirely dedicated to cleats. There was like 16 pairs.
I'm so mad, though.
I just don't get – I don't understand the like nuances of shoes.
Because you're not a hooper.
I'm not, or
a sneakerhead.
I'm not either one. Yeah. That's why I'm rocking the New Balances.
Why would you want to wear new shoes for the game too? Like I would think that you would want to break them in.
You do break them in, but you don't break them in where anybody can see.
How long does it take
you?
You
don't break them in too much.
Right. When you were playing, how long did it take you to break in some cleats?
Not that long.
Yeah, what yeah.
Not that long.
Shoes
but
take
I w-
me like a week and a half.
What are you doing in them?
Walk,
not hooping,
dude, just grinding, bro. Yeah. I'm grinding.
Doing the Payless thing where he's
I
just
drive
running
a stick shift, so I have a clutch I got to kick in, and
that's true.
That's wearing it in.
I'm so mad at the timing though, because there's so many swagged out cleats now that I just
I mean, everybody got those Jordan ones.
The Jordans are now
crazy.
When I was
Cam Newton used to have those ones that went up to like his shins.
I hated
that were that high.
Yeah, that was a different time.
He's back.
I had to wear the swag in my day were the Swingmans when Griffey teamed with it was like Griffey and Jordan.
The 24 on it.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Those were my go to.
Jeter had some Jordan cleats.
Those were my jams. And now everybody gets the world. But if anybody knows what type of shoes De'Aaron was wearing last night or has a close up picture of them.
I mean, they must have been Steph's, right? They must have been Curry's.
But I thought you said there's like a different version. He's not wearing Steph's shoes every night, is he?
No, I think so. Yeah. Okay. I think he's wearing the Curry brand every day until he gets his own.
With a Curry brand, but Steph specific. Shoe.
Oh yeah, no,
you know what I mean.
I have no idea. As you
That's
know,
not
I,
how that
I don't
works.
Keep up with that, man.
All of them aren't Curry shoes right now.
They're all under the Curry brand, but I don't think there's
They're
only
not.
One Curry shoe.
Okay, like a Curry. Okay, all right.
You know what
it's
I mean?
A little convoluted,
it's like Jordan. Yeah. Same thing with Jordan. You have the CP3s or whatever the case is. But you know who wasn't really breaking in any shoes last night, and that was Harrison Barnes, who only played
Jordan Brand.
Is he still Jordan Brand?
He is, yeah. I saw
his
him yesterday.
Dress shoes.
It's just a great value deal for both sides. It just makes sense. It makes sense for both sides. As Harrison Barnes played 17 minutes, he played 6 minutes in the first half. Yeah. This was one
Chris
of those.
Chris Duarte played more minutes than he did yesterday.
Harrison Barnes had 5 field goals. Attempted 1 3-pointer, somehow got to the line once where he missed one of the shots, went 1 for 2.
It's your guy.
He had
Laser
my
beam.
Guy. Well, he had 4 rebounds, 1 steal randomly, and somehow managed 2 fouls in 17 minutes. He had 5 points.
Yeah.
Was this an unofficial, we like what we see? We spoke about it, and it was a bit of a split with Sabonis, and Trey Lyles played a lot in the first half. Yeah. What did you make of? Who also only ended up at 15 minutes. Yeah. And I think that maybe Coach Mike Brown felt like it could have been a Trey Lyles thing, but he couldn't throw a beach ball into the ocean last night. So then Harrison Barnes ends up playing more than Trey Lyles in the second half. What did you make of Harrison Barnes unofficially being benched in the first half?
It was interesting for sure. I mean, HB seems to be – HB and Keegan seem to be the, well, I guess Herter too, but those guys really, it depends on how they're playing, depending on their minutes depend on how well they're playing, it seems. And yesterday, yeah, I think it was just the matter that Kevin Herter was playing well. And so in the closing lineup, they went Fox, Monk, Herter, Keegan, and Sabonis. And I think sometimes it's that simple. And Duarte definitely took a good chunk of HB's minutes as well in that second quarter. Or I think it was, yeah, I think it was the second quarter, mm-hmm. And a bit in the third as well. I think it's just really as simple as those, as Kevin Herter played well, and so that kind of left HB on the outside looking in. You know, he didn't really have much of an impact. He did have his, I believe he had no points at halftime, if I'm not mistaken.
And he had five in 1/2.
Yeah, he had no points at halftime, and then just all, pretty much all in the third quarter. He went to the free throw line in the fourth. He had his two field goal attempts, I believe it was right after each other, mm-hmm. And he looked really aggressive. It's just we need more of those moments. And I don't think last night was the night for HB to have one of his games that we've seen here recently. But, you know, in that little stretch where he kind of woke up, I had a moment where it's like, why can't we just get one of these moments a quarter, or one of these moments or two, whatever, this kind of moment every half from him. It's just always wanting just a little bit more from HB, and it might not even be his fault, but it just feels like, yeah, I mean, too many times we sit here and we're like, HB only played 15 minutes and only took five shots, and I know Mike Brown will say that he does things that don't show up in the box score, but still, there's some things that could show up in the box score that it just feels like he's not doing consistently enough.
Yeah, and I like HB. We go back and forth with him so much here, and it's not just us.
He's
I think
solid.
All Sacramento Kings fans. But the disappearing acts, that does worry me. Let's say Coach Mike Brown, he's trying to really cement his rotation for the playoffs. What is that last night? You know, specifically with that spot, you got to think, if you were to ask a confidence meter for the positions and the different rotations, that's got to be one that I think, and he mentioned HB as far as the difference. Actually, it was a really, really good piece that Coach said last night about how last season they didn't have any expectations. Everybody was just having fun, and really one of the only guys that probably had any experience was HB.
Yeah.
So I know he's going to give HB the nod, and he'll probably have a longer leash in the playoffs.
Definitely.
And you got to hope that if he's going to have a longer leash in the playoffs, though, it does – go back to say, well, then why pull him now? Maybe it's just to see if he isn't finding his way, Duarte, who can I count on in that moment? So, look, we have 27 more games to figure this thing out, but the disappearing acts for HB could come back to bite the Kings at some point in time, because every position is simply important, just very important. When we get back, we will predict the next four games for the Kings, and someone in high school got a quintuple double. That is not a mistake.
What?
I never heard about a quadruple double, let alone a quintuple double. All that and more, Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Local.
Live and
and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Let's go around here and predict the next four games for the Kings that are incredibly important. They got the gimme out the way, if you will. They took care of business, and now they are being thrown in the pool. They have the Clippers on Sunday. Get a little bit of a break. Get the Clippers on Sunday. Then they have a back-to-back with the Clippers, and then they come home for the Heat. After that, next Wednesday, they have the Nuggets in Denver, who the Nuggets, they are undefeated against the Nuggets. We keep on saying the Nuggets are going to have something for them, but and they haven't been full strength, right? So there's that. But the Kings have had their number in a way. And next up, they have the T-Wolves, who I believe they have split with so far. That is not a back-to-back. That is Wednesday and then Friday, March 1st. But that is in Minnesota, where the Kings did beat the T-Wolves earlier in the season and gave them their first home. The easy answer here is 2-2. That's the easy answer.
I'm going to try to not do that.
It's hard to not do that.
It's really hard not to.
Because you're either going 2-2 or you're going to be pessimistic or seem too optimistic.
Yep.
Those are your options here. Should I add in a fifth game to make it easier? Should I add in the Bulls game?
No, it's fine. No. No fence sitting. Yes. Unless you have a really, really good explanation for it, we'll try and pick one.
So can't say 2-2.
It's either, or which one do you feel like is more likely, 3-1 or 1-3?
That's really what we're asking here.
Yeah.
And I would say more likely would be, I think more likely is 3-1. I don't know what these other teams have as far as if they're coming off back-to-backs, and we can check that too. But I think more likely is 3-1, and it all starts in L.A. You get this game against the Clippers, and you're set up nicely because you can get the – hopefully you get the Heat. I know it's a back-to-back. And then all you have to do is beat the Nuggets or the T-Wolves, which I believe they can do. So I think it's more likely to go 3-1. I don't see them. It's either 3-1 or 2-2. I don't see them going 1-3.
I feel good about the Miami game. I'll say that. I know it's on the second night of a back to back. I just, even when they played Miami the first time, it felt like they got a really good punch out of Miami. And you know, at home, Miami's traveling all the way from. Let me see if Miami has a road game before that, but I don't believe they do. So they'll probably be traveling, or at least on a road trip in general, to play the Kings. They're, you know, Miami is obviously pretty far away from Sacramento. They'll actually be in Sacramento. They have a game on Friday against New Orleans, and then don't play again until Sacramento on Monday. So they'll be flying pretty far away from home. I feel good about Miami. The Clipper game, I think you're right. I think the Clipper game kind of does determine all of it, because if they're feeling good and they are 2-0 at first and then are heading into that Denver Timberwolves situation, I mean, they're already 3-0 against Denver, feeling great. You can maybe say Denver's got something for them and probably wants to prove a point to them themselves, but the approach that the Kings can have there is, let's just try and split these two. And, you know, of course, that's maybe this is a different version of me sitting on the fence. But I think that should be easily doable, because even though the T-Wolves are a really tough matchup, I think the Kings have some things that can throw them off. We've seen them beat them too in the past earlier in this season. I'll say 3-1 as well.
Yeah, just for the record, none.
No, I'm saying 4-0. I'm saying 4-0, and I do believe that there's a good chance that happens.
4-0.
I think 4-0. I think 4-0.
I like it.
I think 4-0.
Just for the record, none of these teams will be coming off a back-to-back.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, none of them will be coming off a back-to-back. The Clippers play today and then play Sunday. The Heat play
Friday
today,
and Monday, yeah.
And then play Monday.
Yeah.
Didn't the Kings come out 5-0 after the All-Star break last year?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
sure
Chris,
did.
you're on track for same thing.
Yeah, yeah. As opposed to it as I was probably a week ago, I don't know. I'm finding myself believing in this team again.
Yeah, and then you have the
don't get hurt.
I know.
Yeah, and then you have the T-Wolves.
Set myself up for it.
The T-Wolves play Wednesday, and then they play Friday,
the
so they get a day off.
The Kings, yeah.
And then the big one here is the Nuggets get a nice little break. They play the Heat on Thursday. They play the Warriors on Sunday, and then they don't play again when they play the Kings on Wednesday. So I don't
Kings
a lot
got
of time
their number. Kings got
time
their number.
Healthy, that's a lot of time. That's a lot of time, and we still have not seen the Nuggets at 100% full strength.
Yeah,
it's been the Michael Porter Jr. game. You know, no disrespect to Michael Porter Jr., but that's the closest we've seen
sure.
them.
Yep.
That first game there was no Jamal Murray, in the third game there was no Jamal Murray, and the second game was no Michael Porter Jr. So that's the closest we've seen them. And yeah, they will be well rested Sunday. They
in
play
Denver.
The Warriors, and then they head back to Denver.
Yep.
To not play until Wednesday against the Kings.
Well, let me ask you, Chris. I mean, you guys are both pretty high on this next four game stretch, 3-1 and 4-0. Which game worries you the most? And maybe a comparison between the Heat game and the Nuggets game, because the Heat coming off back to back, coming from LA, so you're coming off a flight to play at your home, which is nice. But then you get the Nuggets at a fuller strength, right?
Yeah.
Like basically full strength.
Yeah.
On that, coming off a big rest, so
in Denver,
yeah, in Denver. So what do you guys think? Which game scares you the most, or maybe between those two, which is worse?
For me, it's the Clippers because they haven't beaten the Clippers.
Yeah.
I know they haven't beaten the Heat, but they've only played the Heat. They've only played the Heat once, and it was in Miami, and it's a long road trip. I would say it's the Clippers. I think it sets the tone for the trip or for the next couple games here. And I don't really know that the last two games against the Clippers were particularly close.
I don't believe so. I'm going to agree and say the Clippers as well. It just feels like matchup-wise, they have a really tough time dealing with Paul George, Kawhi, and James Harden. And then Russ off the bench is just really good energy. And Russ and De'Aaron kind of have a weird relationship where I think it's a respect thing, but it also does get a little competitive and kind of brings out the best in Russ, and that's not really great for us. They've had Denver's number. In a weird way, too, they match up really perfectly with Denver. And maybe it's because they're building out their teams, or the Kings are building out their team in a very similar fashion, but it feels like the advantage that Jokic typically has against the other team's other center just isn't there when he goes against Sabonis. They pretty much cancel each other out. I think De'Aaron's much better than Jamal Murray. Not much better, but I think De'Aaron's a better player than Jamal Murray is. I think, Michael Porter Jr. on his day can be a problem for sure, but the Kings, whether it be Kevin or Malik or the Kings' third guy, should be able to cancel him out. So Denver doesn't really make me nervous. Minnesota does probably make me the second most nervous, but I think Clippers probably own that number one spot.
You have to think that the Nuggets are going to get one against. We just talked
exactly.
about the Pelicans.
Right.
So if you're asking who I think they're most likely to lose to, I'd probably say Denver because they are going to have a long rest
sure.
between Wednesday and Sunday, and they have not beaten the Kings yet,
right.
which is something that I know is probably bugging them at the
same
very
way
least.
That the Pelicans bother us.
Exactly, exactly. And just for reference, the two games they played November 29th and December 12th against the Clippers. November 29th, they lost to the Clippers 131-117.
Yeah.
And December 12th, they lost to the Clippers 119-99.
Yep. Yep. And it has not been close with the Clippers all year long. And it's tough. I mean, they obviously have two really big forwards. That's going to throw the Kings off. But, they also have a lot of experience. And, frankly, the Clippers have been a team that's been the butt of a lot of jokes recently, especially just with their health, with them having Kawhi and Paul George, but having no championships to show for it. this year they've played with like some real intentions, and I just think they're I think we talked about it yesterday or 2 days ago. They're the scariest team in the West to me. So I just feel like the Clippers are the team where if you feel like you can compete with them, realistically, you can probably compete with anybody in the West. I'm just not there yet with the Kings. I don't think the Kings are quite able to. Maybe on a given night they are, but if you're telling me in a 7-game series, that's just a really, really tough ask for this Kings team, I think.
When we get back, we take a look at the standings. We're going to be doing this for the rest of the season. We'll take a look at the standings and tell you who you fortunately or unfortunately have to root for each night as we look for the quest for the sixth seed. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
Some Giants news. I don't know if it's news that could be news. This is from John Heyman. The belief is XA star Matt Chapman wouldn't mind the Giants. This is in a piece that he wrote for the New York Post. That he would not mind the Giants, but the problem is, as it has been, this is a quote, the belief is XA star Matt Chapman wouldn't mind the Giants, but there was a decent gap in talks at last check. Surprise, surprise, there was a gap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that doesn't sound like things are close.
I don't think it's close with anybody.
Yeah.
I think it was closest.
Yeah.
With the Giants, but I don't think it's close with anybody. And this is crazy.
That's crazy.
I mean, at what point, if you're a player, do you say, hey, Scott, you know, Scott Boris, the agent, hey, Scott, let's
love
just
money,
get something
dude,
done.
But I'm a baseball player, and I need to play baseball.
None of these guys, this is their first contract. I hate to do the greedy thing, and I'm not saying they are. You want to get paid what you're worth.
Right.
We all do. But it's not your first contract.
Yep.
And it might not be your last contract.
Yep. Yeah.
So this stalemate they're in, mm-hmm. there's a game on right now.
There's a game on right now.
Dodgers are winning again.
Again. Freddie Freeman hit a homer, too. Not that it really matters. But, yeah,
again.
It's interesting because, yeah, I do wonder at what point, because we haven't heard, I mean, it makes sense because it's dealing with the agents, but we haven't heard the players speak up about this at all either, right? Mm-hmm. Like them even coming out and saying like, hey, yeah, Scott has my full trust. He's always done right by me. There hasn't even been any of that, has there, to our knowledge? Like, I think that's the thing that I'm most interested to hear is, and maybe we won't hear it until these guys get signed, but you know, of course, agents act in their best interest. I would assume, mm-hmm. you know, this has all been, to some extent, cleared by these guys. But at what point is it, like, you're telling me that all of these guys are cool with this? I feel like maybe one or two of these guys has to be like, okay, I know you said we're going to hold out for the most money, but right. you're literally saying hold out for
yes,
the most
this
money.
This is football level.
Yes, it really
right?
is.
You're not
you
at
don't
camp.
Have a team.
You don't have, yeah, you yeah, don't have a team. Hey, we understand the issue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is very, very compelling in a non-compelling way because nothing's been happening.
Well, and at some point, too, isn't it going to be the players are going to be the ones that are way more debt? Like, the teams are going to say, look, we're playing opening day regardless.
We have four third basemen. They might not be Matt Chapman, but we're going to run somebody out there.
At some point, someone's just going to say, look, you either want a contract or you don't, mm-hmm. and we're going to, as a matter of fact, we're going to offer you less now because we know people aren't calling.
Right.
And so it's going to be interesting to see, A, how long this thing goes. But, you know, if it keeps going, I mean, who knows? Is there a possibility that these guys are free agents and we're playing actual baseball games? Like, is that an actual possibility?
I don't.
Like regular
I don't
season
know.
Games?
I don't know. I mean,
we still have a month.
Yeah,
and
we're not
change,
that
right?
far
yeah.
away. So anything is possible, but I think these guys want to get in there. You got to get acclimated
think, right?
to a team. And honestly, that goes back to what we talked about yesterday. If it does get that far and you have a dude that balled out, because it doesn't matter.
Right.
If you have some AAA dude that balled out the whole season and you are about yep. to, you know, you say, hey, man, you made it to the big leagues. And then you say, hey, Chapman, you know, he's going for $100 mil less.
Yeah.
Right. And you say, hey, man, I know we said you're going to the big leagues, but you're going back to AAA for now,
right.
you know, and ultimately those guys, hey, it is what it is, but I can't see it getting that far.
I wouldn't think
but
so.
But it's another
but,
day.
I mean,
it's
yeah, exactly. Day. I'm like, I wouldn't have thought that it would have gotten this far, right?
How about this? Maybe over the weekend, now that games have started,
sure.
some dudes
right.
are probably sitting, Cody Bellinger, whoever is sitting on their couch thinking, all right, man, yeah. enough is enough. Yeah. Let's get something done. Or something behind the scenes is going on. Let's take a look at the Western Conference standings, and we will be pocket watching for the rest of the season. So last night, Chris, the Mavs beat the Suns.
Oh, there we go.
The Warriors beat the Lakers with no LeBron. Both of those teams are hot. And if I'm not mistaken, those three teams between the Pelicans, the Suns, and the Mavericks, yes, this is from Tim Maxwell. The Pelicans, Suns, and Mavericks are combined 23-7 over their last 30 games. Cool. Something's got to give. I think something is going to give with the Suns. Suns are on a back-to-back, so they play again tonight, and that is something that you have to monitor as well. Here you go. So if you're wondering who you are fans of tonight with the Kings having a night off, we are Heat fans, Rockets fans, Hornets fans, and Spurs fans. That is who you are fans of tonight if you are a
right.
Kings fan. As let's go through the list here. You have the Heat heading to NOLA to take on the Pelicans. You have the Suns heading to Houston. And again, they played last night, so that's a back-to-back for them. The Suns head to Houston to take on the Rockets. The Hornets, another back-to-back for the Warriors. The Hornets, this is a big one because that's Eastern Conference, so nobody gains anything. I know the Hornets are terrible.
Yep.
But if the Hornets find a way to beat the Warriors, not likely. But if the Hornets find a way to beat the Warriors, that would be very nice. And you have the Spurs coming off there. Both teams coming off a back-to-back. Lakers lost. I don't know if LeBron will play tonight. But the Spurs and Wembanyama, I'm sure. I mean, that's a Friday night. Is that a national
right.
game?
Maybe? Let me check. I don't think so. I honestly kind of hope not. It wouldn't surprise me. Not that I'm seeing here.
They're not. It's not. So maybe LeBron plays. Maybe he doesn't. The Spurs coming off a game. Hey, maybe the Spurs are feeling good as they've been, you know, trying to get over the hump here. They played a good game. They almost got a win against the Kings. If the Lakers don't play LeBron again tonight, Wembanyama balls
game
out.
Game time decision.
Game time decision. Maybe the Spurs can get a W against the Lakers and help out the Kings as well. That's where we are for pocket watching throughout the rest of the season. Heat fans, Rocket fans, Hornets fans, and Spurs fans.
Yes.
Right now, I mean, to boil it down a little bit more, you really need the Pelicans, Suns, and it looks like the Mavs don't play.
Right.
Would be really nice for the Pelicans to lose and the Suns to lose.
Yeah, and the Suns are on a back-to-back because they played Dallas in Dallas yesterday.
That's right.
And I don't believe the Pelicans played yesterday. They might have, but I don't believe... Oh, no, they did. They played Houston yesterday. So the Pelicans are as well on a back-to-back. So I would say...
Pelicans
won
last night.
They did win yesterday against Houston. But, Miami's a bit of a tougher matchup, and maybe they can loosen up Miami a bit before the Kings have to play them on Monday. Also want to throw this out there. I was looking at the... As I was looking at the standings, something definitely stuck out to me as we were just talking about in that last segment about this Kings four-game stint that they have here, three of which those games are on the road in L.A., in Denver, in Minnesota. Those three teams at home this year, Minnesota 19-5, Clippers 20-6, Denver 22-5, a combined 61-16 those three teams are at home.
Kings have two of those losses, though.
That's true.
They got two of those losses.
That is true. It just does not make me feel great about my 4-0 prediction. But on the same token, if they can get it done, how much more impressive of a trip is it with that being the fact that they went into a place where those guys are very, very comfortable and would it be able to get those results? That'd be great.
And by the way, we saw you on the text line, got a double agent on the text line from the 925 say, you know, keep drinking the Kool-Aid. That was us not saying you were. That was us saying you can't say 2-2.
Yes,
that's too easy. Because
we honestly probably that, believe
that's the
two
most
and two.
Easy yes. answer because that's probably what will happen. But you're not gonna catch us on a payday Friday saying
Friday.
The Kings are gonna go 1-3 or 0-4. It ain't gonna happen.
Sorry.
So quit asking. Yep. It ain't gonna happen. From the 916, I don't mind the Kings playing anyone in particular if they can finish at number 6. But if the Pels or Clippers finish at number 3, that would be demoralizing. No way the Pelicans finish at 3.
Yeah, there's no way.
9-1-6. I don't believe that. We're more so thinking the Pelicans could slip into the play-in.
Yes.
But the Clippers, there's a really good chance they finish at 3.
Yeah.
So we should just mentally prepare for that. And maybe you'll feel a little bit better about it after the Kings get a W on Sunday when they head to L.A. to take on the Clip Show. I don't think anybody calls them that. But we're going to call them that, so hopefully they get upset and they lose a ball game. Coming up next, we continue the conversation. We also have our Friday fun, fair or foul, where we have KFC doing too much with some food as usual and fans getting into it with KD. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Subscribe to Sacktown Sports on YouTube and watch the Carmichael.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.